Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are
the Romies.
We are married
to each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are so excited to have a guest with us today. We don't have a ton of guests a lot of the time. And so we're just really excited to have someone join us. Today we have Bryce Street. I learned about Bryce because I heard her being interviewed on a podcast from Family Travel Radio, which is put on by the Family Travel Association.
Okay.
And so it was fun to find them as well. And we're going to be talking with them. That's kind of how I learned about Bryce and how I learned about this whole concept of a dude ranch vacation. And so today we have Bryce Street with us. She's the executive director
of the Dude Ranchers Association.
All right.
Yeah.
So welcome, Bryce. Thank you so much for joining us.
Woo. Thank you, guys. I'm excited to be here.
Well, so there are two podcast episodes that you did on Family Travel Radio, and we are going to put links to those episodes in our show notes so that folks can learn even more about you and learn, you know, things maybe that we don't talk about today. So I'm going to be including those in the show notes and folks can reference those and dive into the resources that Family Travel Association has available. So I wanted to just kind of back up a little bit from the episode that I heard that you did with Aaron, because dude ranches are something that we can do. It's something that Rory and I have never done.
No, the closest is we went out and spent a few days with the Lakota Indians on a ranch, but we weren't duding
really
at all.
Cool.
We rode horses and stuff, but it was like not the same experience.
Right, right. And we've been around horses and farming and all of that stuff, but we have not done a dude ranch vacation. And so what's really cool is that it's such a timely, very cool thing to do during coronavirus because of, well, we'll get into that and I'll ask you about that. But tell us, first of all, what does a dude ranch vacation look like? And then we'll get into how it is so appropriate for, especially right now.
Currently.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So dude ranch vacations look different for everybody, for every type of traveler. But in a nutshell, it's a vacation destination that really promotes the Western culture. And dude ranches were started back, the first dude ranch was started in the 1880s by the Eaton's brothers. That ranch is actually still in existence today. The Eaton's Ranch. It's been around for over 140 years, which is pretty incredible. And just then through the years, the dude ranches became a really popular destination, vacation. People went for, depending on the time of year, they would go for weeks to months at a time. It wasn't easy to get to, but once you got there, it was extremely comfortable. So dude ranch vacations anymore, though, are a vacation for literally any age, anywhere from, you know, little toddlers all the way up to grandparents. They cover and can take any type of travelers, solo travelers, couples, multi-generational family reunions, corporate retreats. They're really an all-around destination. But when you go to a dude ranch, and especially a DRA member dude ranch, you're going to find American plans and all-inclusive packages, which is one of the most important parts of being a member of the DRA. And what that means is your meals, all of your meals, your lodging, accommodations, and most of your activities are going to be included. At some ranches, the guided activities and the little more advanced activities are sometimes extra charges, but for the most part, you're looking at a vacation that is completely planned for you, and all you have to do is get there, which is a big draw anymore, because trying to plan a week-long vacation and book hotels and meals and activities for everybody can just be exhausting. So you show up at a ranch, you're going to be greeted by some of probably the nicest people you'll ever come across. They have been in the hospitality industry for many, many years, and you're going to be kind of submersed into a whole different world. We hear many times that dude ranches are magical places. And it really is. You kind of transform into a different mindset in a different world when you step onto a ranch, which is really neat. You, the sense of freedom,
be, right?
What?
Then that's what a vacation should be.
Exactly. The sense of freedom on a dude ranch is pretty amazing. They might have that schedule in place, but you get to pick and choose what you want to do. If you want to go for a horseback ride in the morning and maybe fly fish in the afternoon, that's totally up to you. If you want to ride to your heart's content the entire week, you can. Or you can sit on the porch and read a book. It's really just whatever the guests want to do. Wow. So when you, thinking of a dude ranch vacation, it's hard to put into words until you actually get to see it, there. But it is really a unique once in a lifetime kind of experience.
The best comparison in my head that pops up is like a cruise ship.
Exactly. It's like a cruise ship. You never have to really leave unless you want to. And once you're there, you're there. And everything that you could need or want is there. So.
And you could do everything or nothing.
Exactly.
I love it.
Nice.
Okay, hang on. So this is really awesome, okay? There's way more I want to know, and yeah. I'm really interested in doing a dude ranch vacation now. So let's plan on splitting this up and keeping you for a whole other episode so we can learn more about this.
Or maybe multiple.
Yeah, maybe multiple.
I don't know how many. I think our questions are going to keep coming because it's just really, really something so new and something so fun.
Yeah,
so
yeah, cool.
Catch us next episode. We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
TheRoamies. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.